It's weird.
What's weird about it?
I don't know. It just looks weird today. Maybe it's the shirt. I don't know. Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
We're back.
Hello. It's totally our fault. We forgot to say that I had jury duty
before
yesterday.
I think people would have still forgotten, though.
Yeah, that's true.
We still would have gotten emails.
Very sweet.
Very sweet.
So many people were worried.
They were concerned.
That was really, really nice, you guys. Yep. Now, let's get to the news. Of course, the big news of the day is that, like, there's all these documents that are being declassified by Trump. He's on a declassifying rampage,
yes.
You might say.
Yes. Since, I mean, like, we all didn't know that Hillary didn't do this maliciously. I kind of feel like everybody should just be looking at one another going, duh. Like, we didn't know this. But anyways, it's being declassified, and okay, all right.
And it's looking pretty sketch already. Like, the handwritten notes from John Brennan about how Obama knew that Hillary was creating this whole Russia tie to Trump just to distract from her whole email sketchiness. I mean, it looks pretty bad. Now, I have questions about, like, the timing of classified documents. It seems to me that all of these new documents that are being declassified would still be documents that senators and congressional people had access to, and certainly Mueller had access to them. So why are we only just now hearing about them?
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all.
I know. It's weird, but I don't understand how government documents are declassified. And then again, is it going to matter? Like, do people care? It's not like the media is going to talk about this.
No one's talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, the media doesn't give two craps about this stuff because they're just going to brush it under the rug and keep talking about how Trump isn't dead because they really wanted him to die over the past week, you know? And they're like so butthurt about that right now because these people are absolute lunatics. That's what they're talking about, how irresponsible he is. No, you're just mad because he's not dead because you guys have, like, horrible cold hearts and you're the problem. So, I mean, I'm so sick about how the way that our media has just, and just people right now, people are so gross. Over the past couple of days, I have just seen so much grossness. I just worry about, talk about culture rot, man.
Oh my
God.
It's
just people. I have kids. We have kids. And so I think our kids are seeing this and they think it's okay to wish death upon our president. Man, I'm beyond grossed out by people.
I mean, even Twitter, last weekend, they were like, we're going to take down any posts that wish death on the president.
Really? I mean we work with people who are doing that.
Yeah.
We work with people. There's absolutely no accountability, no nothing. I mean, it's okay because it's Trump. It's just okay. And I just am grossed out by it. It's like we've gotten so used to the awful treatment of this man that it's okay to say and do anything to him. And I just am so fed up with it. I'm just fed up with the way that this guy's been treated.
It's
not okay.
It's not okay. Eddie Van Halen is dead.
Eddie Van Halen, you guys. I was such a huge Van Halen fan back in the day. I still am. I mean, I'd still listen to that music all the time. I can't say I was more of a Hagar than I was a David Lee Roth. I loved them both. I loved both of them.
I was a David Lee Roth girl for sure.
I loved them both. I loved 5150. I loved all of it. When they started getting, after Sammy Hagar, I was pretty much out. Like, I don't know, they started like dabbling in, like, I don't even know who that guy was after.
Was a guy after Hagar?
Oh, totally. Yeah, they had a guy after Hagar.
He must have done really well.
Yeah, but yeah, he's Eddie Van Halen was so brilliant. He was just a really talented guy.
Remember when him and Valerie Bertinelli first got together and everybody loved it so much because they were like identical twins?
They were like the rock couple. They were so
And she
cute.
Was at his bedside when he died,
yeah.
along
was
with
she?
His current wife.
Yeah.
Because they remained very, very close even after their divorce. And it's
and
just
they
so
had,
sad.
They had Wolfie, their kid.
Wolfie, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
65 is way too young.
Way too young. But, I mean, he smoked and he drank a lot. I mean, he was like the quintessential rocker. So,
not everybody can be, like, what's his name?
Keith Richards.
Yes, Keith Richards.
Richards and Ozzy Osbourne they outlived him.
They're superheroes.
I don't understand that, you guys. I don't understand any of that. But, yeah, so rest in peace to Eddie Van Halen. Because, man, we're going to be playing, like, Van Halen all day today on the show.
All Van Halen all day long.
Totally.
So tonight is the night. Tonight is big debate night for the VP candidates. And I know, you know, they've been prepping and Kamala demanded plexiglass to be in front of or around the desks that they're going to be sitting at.
I mean, it gives you the cloak of immunity.
Right. Yeah. Because the virus knows not to go above.
It doesn't go over it.
That plexiglass. It just, it stops.
It doesn't.
Because there's like an invisible barrier.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys knew that about COVID.
Yeah.
But it just, if it sees plexiglass, it's like, oh crap, I cannot go over that and then onto the other side of the room.
Shoot the glass.
It doesn't do that.
It doesn't do that.
It's very, very smart, this virus.
So smart.
I don't know if you guys knew that.
It understands. It understands like when you walk into a restaurant and you have your mask on and then you sit down and you take off the mask and then you eat your bacon and eggs. It knows not to touch you.
Right.
As opposed to just not wearing a mask at all. It understands it. You know, it understands the cloak of immunity when you're in a restaurant. Just walking from like here to here and then back to here.
Yeah.
It understands that. It does. I mean, it's a very, very intelligent virus.
And it's
science,
too,
you guys.
It's too bad, actually, that Gavin Newsom doesn't understand how smart this virus is. His office released a tweet the day before yesterday that said, hey, Californians, when you go to a restaurant, when you're dining at your favorite place, don't forget to put your mask on in between bites.
In between bites. In between bites.
I mean, this is lunacy.
What a douche.
I cannot.
What a giant douche that guy. No wonder people are fleeing California. I mean, they're like running away from it. They're running.
I mean, have you ever heard of anything more ridiculous?
I have.
In all your life?
I actually have. It's people that are calling for the death of our president. that's the most ridiculous. But I mean, that's a close second. Don't you think it's a close second? Just have your mask on and just be like... Or better yet, the people that have like a hole in their mask.
Oh yeah, that's really good.
The people who have the hole so they can eat, but they have the mask on. It just has a hole for their mouth. Because, you know...
Because the virus knows.
It just knows.
It's
science, you guys. It's science.
So much science.
It's Democrat science. God, I love Democrat science.
Which is speaking of masks, did you see Jake Tapper? Jake Tapper.
I just cannot with these people. It's like stapling money to the clouds. It's going to help with the weather. If we just staple enough money to the clouds, it's going to make hurricanes go away. Joe Biden's going to cure the hurricanes.
Yeah,
There will be no more hurricanes if he gets in office. He's going to cure all the hurricanes. I mean, this is what he said, right? There will be no more COVID. There will be no more viruses.
Well, Biden's already said he's going to cure cancer.
He's
going to
cure cancer.
Dude can do everything.
There will be
guys.
No more viruses. It's kind of like when Obama healed the oceans.
Did you know that
they're healed?
Completely healed.
They're completely healed. All the fish are like, hallelujah! That's great.
Anyway, Jake Tapper tweeted out a selfie of him in the CNN break room. And he had his mask on like a good boy.
Yeah, he's such a good boy.
And he tweeted something, I'm paraphrasing, but he said
how
something like,
he is.
I am wearing a mask in the break room at CNN alone because that is what adults do.
Oh,
he wrote that in all caps.
Yes, that is.
So I had to make fun of him and I retweeted and I was like, adults know better than to wear a mask when they are alone.
Yeah.
You idiot.
He probably goes to bed at night in his house
yes.
with a mask on.
And he showers.
He's that much of a dipshit. I mean, I can't with this guy.
He totally showers in a
sorry.
Mask. You know
I'm
he does.
Sorry if there were kids in the room. I can't take it anymore. I can't with these people.
And by the way, Joe Biden, who is making mask wearing like the pillar of his campaign, he was caught yesterday. Around all kinds of staffers not wearing one.
Of course he was. Yeah. Maxine Waters.
Tucker exposed the crap out of her last night.
Maxine Waters.
And it was a thing of beauty.
It's kind of like when Dianne Feinstein was walking to the airport without a mask. You know, because she's too good for it. Nancy Pelosi. She doesn't have to wear a mask. She can get her hair all did.
She's telling you guys.
Of course.
You guys got to wear masks.
Rules for thee, not for me. That's what they're all about. It's about power, you guys. That's what this is about.
How do people not see that?
Because they're Democrats.
I just can't deal anymore.
And then our governor, who's a Republican, by the way, will say, you just have mask fatigue.
That's all.
That's what it is. They're there. They're their minion. You're just tired. You're just frustrated because you have mask fatigue. Up yours! God.
I'm going to have to make that a gift.
God. God. So tired of these people telling me what to do. Oh, quit being so condescending, for real.
And by, I didn't even know this, but like a couple nights ago, Joe Biden had a town hall on one of the mainstream media channels. I don't even know which one. It doesn't matter, right? So, but it was all softball. And it was supposedly, now this is the kicker, okay? It was the people that were asking the questions in the town hall were undecided voters.
Oh, yeah. Okay? I'm sure that's...
Keep that in mind.
We're all buying that. Thanks, media.
Right. Well, now okay. We don't have to buy it because some very resourceful person on Twitter went back to previous town halls on MSNBC and other stations and found the exact same people that were Biden supporters in those previous town halls.
Wow.
It's so weird. So weird how they're just now all of a sudden undecided.
They're undecided, except that they're not.
Except
that
they're not.
Because their questions were also ridiculous.
They were all softballs.
Someone asked, you know, about the whole socialism thing. Like, you're getting accused of being a Bernie Sanders socialist. What do you have to say about that?
What do you got? Oh, sure.
I cannot.
And so Biden's answer, he was all Mr. Stern Pants about how he beat that socialist.
Oh.
And he took him down.
Oh, yeah.
And so obviously everybody should be completely fine with the fact that he's super moderate.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, rumor on the street is that Bernie's people are furious. Furious.
Boy, we're all furious. We're going to get in fights with shower doors.
Love every bit of this.
You know, he went on a rant yesterday. I think it was yesterday, too. He was or maybe it may have been the day before. He was talking about how he's, like, really tough on all the world leaders. I've dealt with all the world leaders. I can't do a Biden impression. I've dealt with all the world leaders, and I'm tough on Putin. And tough on, like, China. And tough on all these leaders. I've done it. Really? Kind of like when you were giving, like, pallets of cash to Iran. Were you tough on them?
Or when you were, like, talking about a peaceful transition of power to Trump. Meanwhile, you're, like, totally in the know about all the investigations.
Or when your son was getting, like, all sorts of cash from, like, Ukraine and stuff. Was that when you were tough on them? Is that...
And his own people have said he was wrong on, like, literally every foreign policy decision.
Yeah.
Every single one.
You've been doing this for half a century, Joe.
Yeah.
And you suck. God!
You guys, what do you think the debate is going to be like tonight?
I think that Mike Pence is going to bring the heat.
You do?
Yeah. I think he'll do it
I'm so worried he's going to be nice. You know how nice he is?
Oh, he's so super nice. He's so super nice. But here's the thing, is that she'll come off as, like, this really harsh...
Prosecutory?
Yeah, prosecutory, very harsh, very, like...
Yeah.
And then he's so Mr. Nice Pants.
I know. This is what I'm worried about.
Why you shouldn't be. It'll be very off-putting to people. Very off-putting.
Really?
But yeah. But
does that mean that he's going to be meaner? Or is he going to use his niceness, like, as a weapon?
His niceness, will be used as a weapon. Because he is, like, so calm and so this all the time.
Yeah.
You know that?
Oh,
we know him, and he's just this all the time. He doesn't get riled up. He doesn't get agitated. He's the antithesis of Trump. So he's not an aggressive man. He's just very even keel, right? But he definitely has good ideas. He has, you know, logic on his side. He's going to be able to, he's good at debating. I think he's going to be fine. He's going to go after her record, which is a crappy record.
Yeah.
And she's going to probably go after, you know, his religious stuff.
COVID. Like, she's going to be harping
on that.
And he was part of the task force.
But he'll defend it.
You know,
he'll defend it. And then she's been practicing with Mayor Pete. And Mayor Pete absolutely hates him. He hates him. Mayor Pete hates...
Mayor Pete is being Pence
in the practice? Yeah, Mayor Pete is, and he's been coaching her.
Okay.
And so, you know, Mayor Pete has been telling her, go after this, go after that. And, like, Mayor Pete hates Pence.
Yeah.
He hates him.
Because he's convinced that Pence wants to, like, use electrocution therapy on him
something. He's convinced that he hates all gays. And that is simply not the case at all.
It's just not the case.
You know, and Pence doesn't hate Mayor Pete.
Pence doesn't hate anybody.
He doesn't hate anybody.
Although, this is a secret. Don't tell anybody, okay? All 6,800 of you, just keep this to yourselves. But the first time I ever met Mike Pence at an event. Were you with me?
Yes.
With the Nancy Pelosi thing?
I think. Yes.
So
you asked the question.
I did. I asked the question because this was right in the middle of when Obamacare was, they were trying to get a vote on Obamacare, and she was just the worst, awful person ever.
Yeah.
So when we met him, I was like, I don't know how you work with Nancy Pelosi because
she
is such a sea hag. These are my exact words.
She totally used
And you know
word.
What he said? He goes, well, she is.
He did. He totally said that. He totally did.
It was so great. Yep. I've loved him ever since that
And
moment.
Then he always, like, you know how he won't get into elevators alone with women, you guys? Like, he really is that way. He really is.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
really
He wouldn't let me hug him. Remember?
He would not let...
I assaulted him.
Yeah, he would not let Mock hug him. He's really weird about, like, being with women, and he honors his wife so much. He legit is like that. And
for
you
real.
Know what? I respect him for that. I really do.
There's never going to be a Mike Pence Me Too moment.
Because she's very molesty. I mean, she really...
As Rob can attest.
She really is. She will go up to men and just... She will molest them. And he was not having it. He was not... He was like, I reject you, Blondie.
But I
did it
anyway.
At the time, she was very blonde.
I did it anyway.
But she did try to hug him. I think eventually he did let you hug...
Well, he didn't let me. I just did it.
She did. But there were a lot of people around. It's not like you... And I was there. I mean, we all... There was a ton of people. A lot of people. There were a ton of people that witnessed it.
And I did it from the side, like where he did...
It was a side...
It was like
it was
one
a, yeah, and he was like, oh,
and this
God!
Was his face.
He was like, ah! Yeah, he was doing that. That's going to be... That's gonna be the screenshot. That was it. So anyway, so she did that,
I
but
did.
That's what happened. I mean, she was not having him not having it. You know? She's such a molester. So it was ridiculous. But yeah, he really is. Like, what you see is what you get with him.
For real.
He's like one of the few politicians where he really is like kind of saintly. He kind of is.
It's very, very nice.
So,
I want him to turn on the heat a little bit.
I think he will, but it will be off-putting if she is really... Yeah!
That's true. Do we have her face?
I don't know if we have Kamala.
I think Kamala's. We do.
Do we have
Kamala?
Yeah. Oh, no, we have Michelle.
But here,
No, here we go.
Okay, so
here we
see.
Go. If we yeah! If she's really...
I need to poke his eyes out.
Yeah, she's... poke his... Oh, I have to poke her eyes out. Hold on, let me poke her eyes out. If she's very mean and off-putting...
This is tonight.
Yeah, this is tonight.
She's not going to be that smiley, though. She's going to be off...
She's really...
She's going to be...
She's like, my pets, I hate that you're a Christian man.
Well,
you're really mean.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
It's weird when you like take the face away and then it's your face. It's really strange. It's really weird.
Kamala's gonna have that pointy,
yep.
mean, pointy,
yeah.
mean.
And then
face.
she'll do that. She's just so smug.
Ugh.
She's smug. And he's not smug.
No,
he's just not.
Smug.
There's nothing smug about that man. He's just a very dear man. He genuinely wants good
Rob,
for people.
Do you need something?
No, we just got things to do.
It's
we're
early.
Gonna do.
We're
it's
gonna
early.
Do.
You told me a few minutes. You
just
give, minutes.
Give us 5 minutes.
You said that 10 minutes ago.
No, but it's only 7:53.
Give us
still
five
have
7 minutes.
Minutes.
5 minutes, Rob. Anyways, but anyways, he genuinely wants good things for people. He's a good guy. He really is. Like I can't say that about all politicians. Like I can't say that about 99% of politicians. But
for
he
real.
Really does want good things for people.
Did you guys hear Joe Biden say the thing about the black woman stocking shelves? Please tell me you heard this.
What?
Because
what a racist. He's such a racist. Not only that, but it was a black woman. So he's a racist and a sexist.
Right.
Like, is it not racist and sexist?
Oh, it's racist.
Can you imagine if Donald Trump said that crap?
It's incredible.
He's like, the reason I was able to sequester is because of the black woman.
Stocking shelves
at the grocery store.
Yeah. So the exact quote is... The American public, the blinders have been taken off. They've all of a sudden seen a hell of a lot clearer. They're saying, geez, this is a quote. The reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stock the grocery shelf.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Granted, he went on and said, or I got a young Hispanic is out there. These dreamers are out there. 60,000 of them acting as first responders and nurses and docs. So somehow that's supposed to make it better.
Wait.
It doesn't.
So 60,000 dreamers are the doctors now?
That's correct.
Is that... Wait, are there no white people that are... I'm so confused. Are white people not stocking shelves too? Like, I'm just so confused about all this. Like, what is he doing?
When he is allowed to speak, and again, this is a
freely,
reminder to Trump.
Freely.
At the next debate.
Let
if
him
you
speak.
Just let him talk.
Let him speak.
He will hang himself. Literally, all Trump has to do is stand there the entire time.
I hope to God that somebody has said to Trump, let him speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's an idiot. Because
he will take care of this for you. For real. Like,
good.
It's fine. It is fine.
We have to quickly just mention, we're going to be talking in our podcast today Claudia Conway. And Kellyanne Conway,
drama.
And there's so much drama with the Conways. I think they want their own reality show. Listen, I used to defend Kellyanne Conway. I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it.
Did you guys see...
I'm done.
When she, like, lost her total shit in Claudia Conway's TikTok? She
done.
Didn't know that Claudia was recording her, and Kellyanne was screaming, like, F-bombs at her about lying about COVID. It was nuts. So we're going to be getting into some great detail about that in our podcast, which we could not record yesterday, obviously, because I was at jury duty. So we're recording it today. And I'm not sure when that means it'll come out. Like
probably tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
They're
going to
want it. Radio America is going to want to get it out as soon as possible.
So maybe sooner. It could be today, maybe late. I don't know. But regardless, that's what the focus is going to be.
Listen, you can take stuff away from your kids.
That was the moment, literally, where she should have taken the phone and set it on fire.
Yeah.
Like, you just stop letting your kid have the phone.
What do you do? What are you doing? I don't...
And you go and you buy them one of those phones that does nothing but call you.
Or
you,
you just don't have let them have a phone. Because you know what? 50,000 kids around them have a phone. If there's an emergency, like, friend of mine that's sitting next to me in study hall, I'll use your phone to call my mom. It's ridiculous.
And so
every other kid has a phone.
They're apparently quarantining together. They're like holed up in one of their bedrooms and they're literally sharing a bed and just like hanging out together. And then Kellyanne tries to tweet about how, oh, we're so enjoying our quarantine time. Really? Because we see the videos. Okay?
Somebody's going to end up in the hospital. Like,
not because of COVID.
Yeah. Exactly. So another thing, too, is Chelsea Clinton says she has no interest in rekindling a friendship with more than complicit Ivanka Trump. And there's a quote in here from her. I don't understand this quote. It's really... Okay, here it is. She said, it's just really hard when there's someone who's actively embracing their candidate, whether it's their father or not, who's trafficking in racism and sexism and anti-Semitism... and Islamophobia and homophobia and transphobia theories and lies. It's so fundamentally corrupt. Okay, so Donald,
do you know your dad?
It's like, so wait a second. So
I can't.
So she's actually like saying that Donald Trump is all these things, like including an anti-Semite. She's calling him all the things, right? Because this is what the media and everybody is like.
I mean,
know,
I feel like did she catch
now.
Everything.
She catched everything. Like there was a whole bucket of crazy, right? All the bucket of like things that they're. Like, he's all the phobias and ists, right? He's all the things.
I mean, I hope she didn't miss any.
But she's Jewish, you know. She's Jewish. Ivanka's Jewish. Jared's Jewish. Their kids are Jewish. Like,
he's definitely an anti-Semite.
I mean, he made Jerusalem. Like he moved. The embassy there, he's like BFFs with BB. I kind of beg to differ on that one. I beg to differ on all the things, but let's just like take that one little phobia-ist and just pull it aside and go, you know what, you crazy. Because you don't get to say that.
Like, I mean, she says it. It's just, we're going to make fun of it.
It's so dumb.
Because that's pretty dumb. Also, did you guys see that Regal is, like, shutting down all the theaters? I mean, I guess we all saw this coming, right?
You know what I think they should do? I think everybody needs to bring back drive-ins.
Yeah.
They just need to bring back drive-ins. And I think I would go. I'd go to a drive-in. I love drive-ins.
But do you think, because now, that like, some of these new releases are getting released where you can buy them, you know, you can stream them for $30 a pop or
whatever.
Yeah,
I hear you.
But, I mean, is that, like, just the wave of the new...
Yeah, I know. My husband and I were talking about that yesterday, and he's like, that's what people are going to start doing.
I
said, yeah, but still, I would take my kid, and my husband and I would get in the car, and we would go physically to a drive-in if I was given that option.
Yeah.
Because it would be an experience, it would get us out of the house, it would be fun... You know, I would do that. I would do that because I love drive-ins. I just wish there were more of them.
It's just so sad.
It is really sad.
And I saw like a bunch of airlines are laying off like thousands and thousands of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you flew. It was fine, right?
It was fine. And you know, we were packed like sardines on that
really?
Plane. packed like sardines.
Well, and it'll be worse now because they are they're canceling like half of their flights, yep. even as the holidays are coming.
Yeah, there was no social distancing on that damn plane. We were all like smashed up together on that plane. Both all the planes I was on. I was on a little plane going to Killeen from DFW to Killeen. And then we were all smashed together. And then on the big planes, we were smashed together. There's no distancing. I mean, they make you wear a mask, but...
Was there... And, like, there was no issues with masks? People were
No,
all doing...
people wore the mask. You know, yeah. you wore the mask on the plane. And they basically say, if you don't wear a mask on this plane, you'll never fly with us again. That's what American says.
I mean, this
I don't
is
know
crazy.
About, I don't know about United. My husband and my daughter flew United to go out to California. And they wore masks, but I don't know what they said about wearing the masks. And they don't, they got a snack on the plane. Americans no longer serving anything. No,
really?
No beverage service, no food, nothing. You bring your own crap. And the only time you can pull your mask down is if you're eating something.
And then do you have to put it back on in between bites?
It is very Gavin Newsom. Very, very.
What in the hell, man?
Yeah. I mean, and that was a 2.5 hour flight. So, you know, I don't know what they're doing for, like, 8-hour flights now. I don't know.
They have to feed you if you're on an 8-hour flight.
I have no idea.
But, I mean, is anybody even traveling 8 hours anymore?
I wouldn't. There's no way. I'm not going anyplace. I'm not going anyplace like Europe now. There's no way. I'm sure people have to. You know? There's people that have to do that, but I don't want to do it. So, yeah, it's crazy, you guys.
Sorry,
everything's
now we
crazy.
Have to go for real.
We do have to go.
Before we get yelled at again.
He's coming in to yell
Roberto.
At us. Okay. You guys, it's debate night! It's debate night. It's not going to be as fiery as the last week's.
No.
But, yeah, it's still debate night. So, we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bring it in. Bring it in! Have a wonderful evening.
Bye!
Bye.